This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel, age 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. He's the first known U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine. Cancel signed up to work for the private military contracting company shortly before the war in Ukraine broke out at the end of February. That information comes from Cancel's mother, Rebecca Cabrera, who spoke to CNN in a phone interview. She said when the war began, the company began recruiting contractors to fight in Ukraine, and Cancel agreed to go. At a news conference Friday, however, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Americans should not go to Ukraine.
We know people want to help, but we do encourage Americans to find other ways to do so rather than traveling to Ukraine to fight there. It is a war zone. It's an active war zone, and we know Americans face significant risks.
A State Department official told CNN that they are aware of these reports and are closely monitoring the situation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who holds this year's Group of 20 presidency, announced Friday that he has invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Economic Forum's November summit, which is to be held in Bali. Widodo said he extended the invitation during a call with Zelensky on Wednesday when he turned down a request for weapons but offered humanitarian assistance to Ukraine instead. He said he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and the Russian president informed him that he will be attending the summit. U.S. President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau,